Steve, they say football's a cruel game. I imagine that's probably as good an example as any.
Absolutely. I mean, I've lost games before and lost them in bad circumstances, but I've never been so disappointed for a set and a group of players as I was when I came in that dressing room and looked at them all. I mean, they're on the floor. We talk about, you know, 100% effort and crawling off that field. They've done that. They've given everything. They did not deserve that. That's the cruel game of football at times. But how can you fault that? I think, you know, the reception the players got at the end from the crowd fully justified what they put into that game. That's what we asked for. That's our platform. They gave that. We couldn't really ask any more. And if we carry on like this, you know, we're certainly in every game.
To be fair, would you concede it would have been harsh on Everton as well? Because, you know, fitting on Boxing Day, I mean, they just went toe-to-toe, these two teams in the second half, and just went at it. You know, it would have been hard on either side to lose the game.
Really. I thought the draw would have been a fair result. And I thought once we recovered and we got a couple of blocks towards the end and it was a corner, I thought, just see this one out. And I think draw would have been a fair result. But I think in terms of a spectacle, with the cameras being there, and you're absolutely right, it was a real slugging boxing match, toe-to-toe, end-to-end, chances, some good play, great defending. And, cruel way to finish it.
You might have to start working on your heading, mightn't you? You know, Villa, one instance, and a really bad instance again today. Big chances.
Yeah, big chances, and that's what football's all about. Yeah. You know, we talk about it as what happens in the middle is okay, but it's each box that counts. And I thought our blocks, our headers, our defending, goalkeeping at one end was terrific, and at the other you have to put chances away. We haven't done in the last two games, which is why, you know, we've only collected 1 point.
And to that end, are there more positives? There have to be more positives than negatives, even though you've lost the game.
Absolutely. We talk every time about the process, the performance. Start with 100% effort. Stay in the game, be organised, disciplined. Play football, which they grew and some great football in the second half. And get end product, which we're getting there. We did everything, 99% of the game, and 1% we lost it on.
I suppose the danger in watching the game, it was tiring watching the game. You know, you're thinking, hang on a minute, you've got another game in 2 days' time.
I say the most important, and I think Robbie Elliott said it before the game, we've got two games in 3 days, and, you know, we've got no excuses. Everyone else has. We've got no excuses. Whatever we put into this game, we have to pick ourselves up mentally, physically, and go again on Monday. That's going to be difficult, but this group of players have shown, you know, since we were in crisis 4 weeks ago, we've had four performances which have been terrific and should have had more points. And we have to go again on Monday.
And the argument is, if you take the positives out of today, if you could somehow seamlessly and with a bit of adrenaline thrown in, run today into Monday, and you pick up where you left off, you'd be okay Monday.
If you do, I'll have to drag them from under the bench and drag them there. But we'll recover tonight. We're recovering, and we'll get them in tomorrow. And a big test for us, a good test for us, in terms of mentality, in terms of what we've got in that dressing room to play a second game and another tough one.
It is a final game of 2015. You'll be glad to see the back of 2015, and this football club will be glad to see the back of 2015. Won't
yeah,
you?
Absolutely. I think everybody is. I think it's, you know, can we finish it well and get some points? And, you know, but I think after that and what I've seen the last four games and previous to that, two bad performances, previous to that as well, the other four games, you know, we're hoping to have a stronger second half, and I'm sure we will, than we have a first.